This is the beautiful game
described by two ugly gentlemen.
Glory to Columbus!
Who are probably sitting at a soccer bar near you.
McBride's in the box. A hard cross. McBride scores! It's 3-0 United States!
Welcome to Bone and Beam United.
Happy Soccer Podcast Day. What is up? I am Bone.
And I am Beam.
That was not a glitch in the recording. That was a glitch in my voice.
I don't know.
I just glitched out right there. Sorry about that.
It happens.
It does. We got a lot to get to today. We have got some ratings news for Major League Soccer.
Yuck.
Manchester has been painted red.
Mm-hmm.
Long live, as we all knew, Manchester United, the greatest team in Manchester.
Of course.
Everyone knew that. It was
definitely on form at the moment.
Well, more on that in a moment. Absolutely. And then plenty of other odds and ends to get to from the world of soccer, including the attempt to, I guess, do a new Champions League or not. Given that the current Champions League makes no effing sense,
yeah.
That's probably, you know what? Go ahead. Yeah. At this point, it's like, I would defend it, but now I don't even know what it is.
I have no clue. Yeah. I was reading this from yesterday and this morning. More confused about it the deeper I got into it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am too. So we'll try to make sense of it as we get into that. But of course, this is our last episode for the holiday season. We are going to take a couple weeks off. We have our, you know, various things we have going on, time off. And then hopefully we'll be back and our kids will all be healthy and we'll be able to like...
Yeah, we'll be in the crew preseason.
Good night. Right. We'll get back in January and it's go time
because
they've got game at the end of February, right? For early March.
Early March. It's the first. I mean, I think they'll have a couple of MLS Cup or not MLS Cup, but Major League Soccer games. I think in February, right? Traditionally, but that week of March 5th, I think is the first CONCACAF Champions League match day. So yeah, I mean, we're just right now like 2.5 months away from the crew season getting started. So we're not like once we fast forward through holiday time and then get to the new year, we're 2 months away and then we got preseason camp and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, I mean the January transfer window opening and some business being done by the crew.
Yeah,
we'll see.
That.
We'll see what happens.
There was a story for those who have been keeping up on the Cucho Hernandez thing. The latest report I saw, and I forget who it was from, but it was from someone credible, but it basically said any hinting right now of Monterrey being interested in Cucho is literally just Monterrey hinting. There has been, they said there have been no formal contract discussions. There have been no proposals put forward. The sides, there's not any discussion going on right now, which I know a lot of crew fans took and were like, oh, thank God, that means it's over. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It just means nothing's happened yet. It doesn't mean some other team couldn't become involved. Like you said, this is going to open up very quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know teams will make their plans often ahead of time and then they can't officially make the move until the transfer window opens. But just, you know,
all quiet on the Cucho front right now.
So what it seems like a little too quiet. No.
Where do you think he's at? What do you think he's doing right now?
You know, I thought he was like at a beach. I thought he posted a photo of himself, like just hanging out, just enjoying.
I mean, I'm going to look.
I mean, if I were him, I'm traveling the world to whatever weather he prefers. You know what I mean? If he prefers like a boggy Scottish Thursday, then get that.
He's somewhere tropical.
But if he prefers like a nice beach destination, I'm sure he's at every beach he wants to be at.
Yeah, no, he's looking great. There's a parrot at this beach, so I don't know
nice.
Where he's at.
Well, that could be lots of warm tropical places.
Yes, it could.
You know what? That's a goal of mine. Someday, I want to live in a place where a parrot could just be flying around.
I would. So before,
you know what I mean?
Before Meredith and I got married, this is now 6 years ago. Obviously before we had Willie, my dream was just so in an alternate life and an alternate reality. I live on a shack somewhere down in the sand, nothing crazy. And I'm just a charter fishing guy.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what you like to do.
That's in my alternate reality. That's my life. Like, I've just got a boat.
I could see that.
We go out, we hang out, we charter fish, and then I just go knock off a couple of soda pops in the middle of the day, take a little siesta, get ready for the next morning to go out fishing.
I love that. I love that for you. I think that would be such a, like, a perfect thing for you. Like you said, in another lifetime, if it wasn't for all the other current stuff you have going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Or if I have a midlife collapse, that's where I'm going. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, don't. As someone who's currently in the midlife, I don't know if I'm collapsing, but I can understand it totally. I can see how people do.
Some days I say that sounds really nice.
Oh yeah. Well, it's funny. I have recently whatever the date was of the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking, right? The song
November.
November, right. When that came up, I was getting all the Edmund Fitzgerald videos, and then I was getting just like...
Well, I think I was sending you a lot because we had talked about it.
Yes,
your wife didn't know anything.
No, my wife had never heard the song. She didn't know the story. She didn't know anything about it. And I'm like, you live in Ohio. You live further north than I did. You were closer to Lake Erie than me. You're more maritime than I was, and I know about this. But that got me on all the ship TikTok. Like I got all the videos of guys who are like, what's it like to haul freight on the Great Lakes? Well, I'm a boat captain and I'm going to tell you. It's just videos of guys working on those things. And for just
gales of November.
Yeah.
Watch out for them.
Just a second there. I'm sitting there watching some of these guys and like, this is where we get our food. And I'm like, that kind of doesn't look too bad. And it's like, this is where I sleep. And it's like, you know what? That's not terrible. And it's like, we're gone for like 8 months. We're just sitting out here on the boat. Just, you know, it's cold, but you know, and I thought, you know what? If I was the captain, or like one of those, or if I'm in like administration, I couldn't be the guy working on the boiler. Like, no way. I have no skills.
It's a nice paying job, a boat engineer.
I'm sure it is.
Big freighter like that.
I'm sure it is. It's also, you're out in the middle of the thing and the stuff's broke and you got to be down there. Otherwise, the whole crew goes down.
The big lake they call Gitchagumi.
That's right. You know all the song. You know the whole lyric. That's great.
A real toe tapper.
Mm-hmm. But that for a moment, it had me just, you know, maybe in another life, I could have just, at 20 years old.
You, me, and the sea.
Shipped off, been cruising around on the Great Lakes. And then I think you get a good amount of time off. Like,
when you're out of season, you're out of season.
Yeah. And then you're home. And then you come back and it's like, all right, see you in 8 months.
Yeah.
So I guess you can't really have a lot of relationships. That would suck. All your friends are like, hey, how's it going?
You're
like,
well, you're just friends on the boat. You just make
friends
on the boat.
Yeah, that's right. You sure do.
Those are your friends.
You make friends with the sea.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or the Great Lakes, but kind of mini sea.
No, the Great Lakes, I count them as a sea.
It's a freshwater sea.
They're our American seas.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yes, they are. Very cold. I make it a point to jump into Lake Michigan every time that we go up to Michigan. So when we go up in June, we usually go up in June and then the end of July, beginning of August. The June jump is tough.
Chilly.
The
really?
June jump is cold.
Really?
The August, July jump is cold. But it's usually
refreshing.
It's usually warmer up there. Like, it's hot. It's not hot.
I know what you mean.
It gets to like 85 degrees up there is like the high. So like jumping into a nice chilly lake. But that June jump, man, that water's like 52 degrees.
It is
jarring.
Yeah.
But I've got to do it. So last time when we were up there this past summer, just a little heads up, a couple of years ago when we were up in June, it was snowing. Like, it was 30 degrees up there. So, you never know what kind of weather you're going to get. And so that was a cold jump that year. And then Meredith jumped in, and I didn't do it. I was watching William. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it today. And the morning that we were getting ready to leave, we were getting ready to pack up, I'm like, I got to jump in the lake. I haven't done it. And so I wasn't there mentally. I'm like, I wasn't
yeah,
getting ready
like,
for this,
I
but
have
I need
to
do it.
I have to check
I
this off, yeah.
So it's about a 10-minute drive away from her house to get from the lake that they're on, smaller lake, to then over to Lake Michigan and like a beach point that we can get to. And the whole way over there, I told Mara, I'm like, you got to put some Rage Against the Machine on. Like, I need to get, so that's my mental
that's
state.
How you
I need
get,
rage.
That's how you get going.
Yeah, I need like Bulls on Parade or something. I need a rage song to get into the mindset.
This is what you would have
it.
Played if you were about to go play like the big rival. It's Centerville. Yeah, as you're
well,
as
and
an
we
elf.
Were
like,
always,
just,
and that's where
hype,
it came
that's
from.
That's your hype music.
That's where it came from because it was all rage all the time.
Okay, gotcha.
In there, like in the locker room, was all Tom Morello. Like that's all straight it was, and so we do it. We go and there's actually like they look for Petoskey stones. Like I'm not a big rock guy, but apparently
what are Petoskey stones?
It's a stone that you can find in the sand around Lake Michigan. So it's just it's a nice looking stone. Okay. I don't know how to describe it.
Is it smooth?
It's smooth and it's almost ornate kind of like, and they're a big thing up there, Petoskeys.
Okay.
And so, I mean, when we go usually like in the morning at 9 a.m., there's nobody at this beach because it's usually like chilly in the morning. And so we get there, and the beach is packed.
Oh, no.
It's like a Thursday, and I'm like, what is going on? We're getting ready to leave.
It's Petoskey Stone Festival.
It was Petoskey Stone Day, so there was a rock searching group that said, we're going to this beach at this time. So there's like 150 people out there, and like they've got the waders on because they're going out, and they're like digging in the sand to try to find these stones.
Yeah, they're looking for these things, yeah.
And I see everybody out there, and Mayor's just laughing. Because nobody, like, everybody's in sweatshirts and, again, like, these huge waders. Nobody's, like, jumping
into the
water.
Nobody's trying to get wet, yeah.
And so I just, I'm looking at everybody, and I strip off my shirt, and I've got my beach towel, and I just go straight running into the water. And everybody is looking at me like, what is this
idiot
doing?
What is wrong with this guy?
Got under, stayed in there for 2 minutes, got out, dried myself off, and then we went. Like, that's all it takes. It's nature's cold plunge. It's great.
That's good, though. It's good to have a thing.
Yeah.
It's good to have a, every time I go here, I do this thing.
Yeah.
I have, I'm trying to think if I have anything like that, other than every time I go to McDonald's, I get a Coke Zero. Like, that's about the most consistent thing I have at this point. It's just like, well, if I'm going, that's, or if I go to Taco Bell, it's a Baja Blast Zero. It's, it depends on where I'm at, but yeah, I'm getting a zero.
The Baja Blast is top 1% of fountain drinks.
Zero, the zero's not as good. I mean, I prefer a full-blooded Baja Blast, but, you know, I gotta watch the figure. I mean, obviously, it's working so well for me right now, eating those zero calorie.
I haven't had a carb in like 2 weeks.
I haven't really.
Yeah,
no carb in it.
I'm doing the Awaken 180.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot you're doing the Awaken. How's that been?
It's been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. First week was not stressful, but it was.
No, but it's like you got
second week.
It's a new routine.
Yeah, I got into the rhythm and we're.
And you got the coach. You got the coach that helps you out. That's good.
Yeah. No, it's been good.
Good
but
stuff.
I would stab you in the eyeball right now if someone came in here with like Wario's and said, Brandon, if you stab Jonathan in the eyeball and that's not counting towards your progress, would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
I would take this pen
I understand.
Over
you
here on
what?
This desk and I gouge your eye out.
I would let you do it as a good friend. I would let you do
Thank
it
you.
Just so you could have it. So let's talk about some soccer here. We actually, I guess we're going to talk about TV before we talk about soccer, but it has to do with Major League Soccer. The ratings for MLS Cup are in. LA Galaxy, of course, won yet another championship, which is stupid and I hate it. However,
did anybody watch it?
No one watched it, apparently. And the average of this on Fox and Fox Deportes combined, which is even more jarring, was 468,000 viewers. That's not a good number.
That is MLS Cup final.
That's MLS Cup final. That is not a good number. That is the type of number that I would anticipate like a good league game should be doing at this point in the history of MLS. If it's not, that's even more concerning, right? But that is a drop of nearly half an audience from what it was last year, which was nearly 900,000 people when it was, I think you all remember, this team called LAFC coming into a little demon fortress that we have here in Columbus, taking on your Columbus Crew and losing
same
to the Crew.
TV market.
LA.
On one side.
Yeah. And in fact, I mean, if anything, if I'm MLS and I say, who can I have in my MLS Cup final? I'm going to take two of the oldest teams because presumably they would have fairly dedicated, large fan bases. Like, wouldn't you want the Yankees to be one of the teams in it?
The Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yeah, because they've been around for a while. They have large fan bases and clearly established in huge TV markets. You would think LA Galaxy, one of the original teams, New York Red Bull, previously New York Metro Stars, one of the original teams of MLS. These are two of the oldest franchises you have. And you're in two giant media markets, and it did basically half the number of what it did last year. So, of course, there's been a lot of hand-wringing. What happened? What's going wrong?
Apple doesn't release their TV numbers.
Well, yeah, but, you know,
But if they were good, they would release
them. I saw quite a few people posting to that effect who monitor TV ratings and said the fact you're not hearing anything from Apple and the fact that everything they look at says this number wouldn't have meaningfully changed. If it wouldn't be like, oh, well, they actually did 1.2 million, but most of that was on streaming. I highly doubt that. That's usually not the way it works anyway. If I have streaming or I have the act, I would have watched this probably on Fox. Like, I didn't end up watching it, but I would have watched it on Fox just because then I can flip to something else a little easier than logging into Apple and getting all that stuff up and then I have to back out of it to go watch anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Easier for me to do on my YouTube TV just to watch it on Fox and then flip over to something else.
I also find it easier too, and this is a little bit of a sidebar, but it's like basketball games or football games on streaming are hard for me to watch compared to soccer, because soccer's 45 minutes, it's no commercials. Then it's 15 minutes. You know, you can then jump off the platform.
Yeah, you can take a 10-minute break from it and come back. And then you know back. Exactly when to come back.
Yeah, like if the game stops at 9:30,
uh-huh.
Okay, the game is going to then kick back off at 9:45.
Without
or around,
doubt.
Around
without
9,
a doubt.
9:46. Yeah. Like, I know when I can jump back in, and that's what I do for
and
a lot of the crew
the,
games.
The 30 seconds to do all the stuff to get back over there.
Yeah,
or
like
a minute,
basketball and
you.
Football, like you've got commercials left and right, and it's like that is not ideal compared to soccer, where I think it does lend itself to the ability to be more streamable than the other sports,
that's
which
a,
have natural built-in like commercial TV breaks in them.
I think that's an excellent point. I agree with you. And I hadn't thought of that, but that's right. I mean, it's exactly what I end up doing is at halftime of soccer games, I flip, but I don't usually flip during the game because it's 45 minutes. But I don't have that attention span. I probably shouldn't be watching sports at this point. But, you know, what is the problem with MLS? What is going on here? I would guess it's a couple of things. One is Major League Soccer, obviously, with this Apple TV deal, they have to figure something out, because we said it at the time. I think I live in this world. I think you live in the same world, that on one hand, it's nice to know you pay this fee. You get all your team's games.
Yep.
They're never blacked out. They're always – and you with – Apple, you get the little add-on of you can listen to the home broadcast on the radio if you want to.
Which is great.
Yes, our guy Chris Doran. That's all awesome. So I like the product very much, and I use the product very much. That's how I watch my crew games, is on Apple TV. I also acknowledge that you and I are in definite crew fandom, and we have established ourselves as people who watch the crew on a regular basis. If you're not someone who has done that, how do you then discover it?
Right.
You know, and the only answer is you go to crew games with friends. You're not, or maybe if the crew are on a handful of times a year or less on linear TV, you might see it then and go, oh, cool, that's a crew game, I'll check it out.
And this is every MLS team, too. It's not just Columbus.
No. Every team has to go through this. But I'm saying, just for us as crew fans, we've talked about this when it happened. How are you going to get the casual, like, I am not a hardcore Jackets fan. Mm-hmm. I root for the Jackets. I want them to be good. But I didn't grow up with hockey. Hockey's not my favorite sport. I don't sit around just watching random hockey games. I go look when the Jackets are playing, and I try to watch it. For me, I had to go buy the package because of what I do here. But I promise you, if I didn't do this job, I would not have bought that package.
Yeah.
Because they just haven't been good enough for me the last few years to want to do that. So, and then that means, though, I have to rely on, if I'm not buying that package, I have to rely on when they're on TNT or ESPN. And
which
that is
never.
Two or three times a year max, if that. And so that also means I'm rarely coming across my hometown team just on TV. So now I do, because of what we do here. I try to keep up with it. I watch the games. But I'm telling you, that's how I view soccer for a lot of people. They're not opposed to watching the crew. They just don't watch a lot of soccer. But they would watch their local team. And that's the same in every market. So how do you overcome that?
I don't know.
Clearly right now they're not. I mean, they've not gotten the breakthrough that you typically would see. And this was a game that was on regular television that people just probably said, oh, it's an MLS game, even if they knew about it, which who knows if they did. But it didn't have Messi in it. And Messi is, of course, the only thing that MLS has marketed. And so you've got the only thing you market is Messi. He didn't make it. So now you got to try to convince people, oh, you should really watch these two teams we've largely ignored.
They're really good, too.
Yeah, but they don't promote them in the same way. The Red Bulls obviously had a great run. Sadly, knocking off the crew, but they're not promoted the same way that, you know, Miami has been. And then before that, it was FC Cincinnati. And before that, it was Toronto. And before that, it was Seattle. It's like they pick their flavor of the next few years. They promote the crap out of that team. And then once that team becomes like, I don't know, an established MLS team, they're like, ooh, let's go over here now. Mm-hmm. And the only
like
team
San Diego is going to get that.
San Diego is going to get all that love, right? Is Landon Donovan involved in that? I feel like he is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What I know is I do feel for the people in St. Louis. they're the one team that like got in there like, St. what? Oh, yeah.
They got six months.
St. Louis is cool.
They got 6 months.
Maybe.
Because Messi then joined the league, and it's like, St. Louis. Sorry.
St. Louis. Yeah. We don't know what to do with
you. I do feel bad for them.
I do, too. Yeah. Like, Inter Miami came in and had their like initial shine because of Beckham, and then it was like, oh, we're going to get Lionel Messi, and then that's, see you, St. Louis, we don't care about you at all. Like,
Austin's run was quick.
Well, they have Matthew McConaughey, who they'll
minister MLS, of culture.
MLS always always wants to show any celebrity that knows about their league. They're like, oh my God, please get them on TV. So at least they'll have that. But yeah, Austin, bad. Like, this is not good.
Who could have seen it?
Who could have seen that coming?
Not me.
It's almost like they have terrible ownership and it was a dumb idea, but I'm glad he had it. I'm glad he had the dumb idea and he moved. It's worked out a lot better for the crew since
then. Yes, it
has. How do you fix MLS? The answer is you have to put more games on TV and you have to promote more things that are not Lionel Messi.
You have to promote the whole league.
Yeah. And I will say this. I don't have a good answer for why last year the crew and LAFC did better, other than the crew are just awesome and everybody loves the crew. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has to do with the fact that, and I was talking with Evil Bald Colin about this. Could it be that like Chiellini's last game got some people who know about Giorgio Chiellini because that was, you know, LAFC, he'd been playing for them. It was known he was going to retire after that game. I could see that giving you like, I don't know, 20,000-30,000 people. I can't imagine that accounts for half of a million
but we're
people.
We're a really good sports town.
No, that's true.
For people who
for
people who don't watch crew games,
you're right.
Or Blue Jackets games, like when the Blue Jackets are in the playoffs, the entire town is watching. Even if they haven't watched a game before, they don't know what's going on. Like they will turn it on. Same thing with the crew. Like the guys who I work with in the morning. Like Shark is not a big soccer guy.
But
he doesn't watch soccer.
He watched that MLS Cup game.
He watched the MLS Cup final. Same with Bob. I mean, Bob knows everything there is to know about soccer. He's got kids in it right now. He's running around. He's the goalkeeper's coach. Like he knows.
Right.
And so like during their playoff run, like he's watching that. He's texting me this past spring/summer, like when they're taking on Monterey and Pachuca, like he's watching.
Okay.
Like
that's great.
He knows when there's a game of consequence, like he is going to watch. So like we're a really good sports town in that instance. And we do have support for the crew, but as a whole, I don't know. I don't know as a league how you fix it. I mean, I know that they flaunted this number of like, you know, during match days, we've had over 1 million people watching. It's like, yeah, but you're playing 12, 15 matches on a match day.
If you're breaking that down by, let's say there are at least 12 games on a match day and you're saying, oh, totally had 1 million viewers on Apple every weekend. It's like, right. But that's your entire league.
Yeah.
If the NFL did that, the number would be like 150 million people.
I think more.
I mean, you have in the NFL, you have 14, 13 games. Mm-hmm. If you took every one of the games from Thursday night on through Monday night, each one of those games is averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 20 million people.
Like the Thanksgiving Day games get like 60 million people watch one game.
Right. So I'm saying like if you took 10 of those NFL games who are each averaging, let's say, 15 million people, 12 million people, that right there puts you over 100 million. You get more viewership on a given Sunday in the NFL than you do for the Super Bowl.
So I was looking through these numbers last year. I haven't looked at them this year. I would think it's the same. The highest rated TV programs in the country.
Oh,
so like
this is
everything involved. This is like drama shows on ABC, ESPN. This is college football. This is
Bob's Burgers.
Anything
that would be on TV. What are the top rated programs of the year?
I want to say last year, the top 63 programs were all NFL games.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? The one thing that maybe breaks it up that's not an NFL product is the Oscars.
Yeah.
Or like maybe the Grammys. It's usually, I think, the Oscars that does it. That's it. That's the, and it's usually like you said, 64th.
Yeah.
So you have all these other games.
And then it's 65 to like 78. And then it's like the national championship game in college football.
Yeah, right.
And then it's boom, boom, boom. Like the rest.
So we know, right?
Everything.
Like America loves pro football, like American football. We understand that. So it's not fair to compare MLS to that. But also, Major League Soccer, one of the things that I think that the NFL does and that other leagues do that MLS does not is they build the whole thing. When Tom Brady retired, did the NFL go, oh, no, we're not going to have anybody watching our games?
Watch Patrick Mahomes.
No. Also, they put Tom Brady on TV now. So
you can still watch him.
You can still watch him if you want to. But, like, they had other people that they were like, yeah, Tom Brady's great. He's a legend. He's all that. But we have all these other quarterbacks. We have all these other players. You have fantasy sports. You have gambling. You have all these reasons for people to tune. And then just the people who, and this is silly, watch their team because that's their local team. Yeah. Like, let's not neglect that. All of that has happened. And I think that's where MLS has struggled, because your local people watching the local team is harder now. You don't build the league. You don't market the stars. You market one or two guys because you're like, you want the gimmick. You want Lionel Messi numbers. They do pump the numbers, right? If Messi's playing, they can tout bigger numbers because of him.
Yeah.
But when he's not playing, what have you built this on, right? You're a one-trick pony at that point. So
I do wonder, as we're talking through this, because a couple of months ago we did the possible schedule shift for MLS.
Yeah.
I do wonder if these are the conversations being had. Like, if you started your season Labor Day weekend.
That is why they're having those conversations, of course, 100%. You don't have to compete with the NFL.
And then you finish traditionally in May.
Yeah,
you know,
and like that would be a time to build on, this is all going on. You're hearing about Champions League finals, Premier League finishing up.
MLS Cup playoffs start at the end of April, beginning of May. Your cup weekend is the last weekend in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's less going on.
You're right. That is one of the best arguments I've ever heard for it. All the arguments that I hate are the ones that are like, Europe does it this way. It's like, good for Europe. Like, that's I don't care. Like, it's nothing against them. I don't like
their schedule. Is nice. I like their schedule.
Yeah, it's like I sometimes do get annoyed with the people who just are like, do it because Europe does. And it's like, all right, but why? Europe's not doing it for the reasons that we would need to do it here. That reason, Europe doesn't care that the NFL season's going on. If that's when they felt the best time was, they'd be doing it then. This is an actual reason for MLS. It's the only one I've heard that makes sense to me to switch the calendar. And of course, you are going to have your middle of the season. You are going to have they have to acknowledge attendance will go down. You will lose. How many midseason summer games are sellouts here and elsewhere?
Yeah, what did we have, 11 in a row or 13 in a row?
Couple of years. And obviously the Crew have been great. You have a new stadium. Yeah. It's all going right now. But I'm saying, even in years when it was at old historic Crew Stadium and the team was okay, like borderline playoff team, you still would have four or five sellouts in the summer. That was usually when they happened. You will lose that for the bad teams when you move this to a winter schedule. You just will have games where people will not go. You could argue maybe you pick up some people in the South, like in Texas, when people in the summer are like, I can't go to this game. It's 112.
Yeah.
You know, that might be a thing. You might get better attendance during the winter months there in those warmer markets. But yeah, you'll have to shift the schedules around. You have to have teams on the road for like a month and a half at a time. You have to take a 3-week, 4-week break. But that might be an argument to do it. If your only goal is
to... They took a 2-week break during the playoffs this year.
Yeah. If your only goal is to get the best numbers you can for MLS Cup and the playoffs, that is a good way to do it. So, yeah. That might be a good answer.
Call me Dong.
Yeah, he's got ideas. And also, I feel bad that I dismissed like the Crew fans being the reason for that, but you probably aren't wrong.
We're a really good sports team.
As a Crew fan, I want to say it's all the Crew. That's the only thing that's different, really, is the same market on one side, Columbus on the other. But I do think Columbus does better as a market when it comes to what is it our guys are doing? Yeah, we're in.
Yeah.
In New York, do you think that's happening?
No.
Do you think that's happening in L.A.? There's not like a big civic pride around New York Red Bull or
Galaxy
LAFC.
And Red Bull's fans are watching.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying like there's not just your casual, you're walking around town and every business in LA just has, you know, LA Galaxy flags hanging. No. Like, no way. But here you did see that around MLS
Cup. Whole team. Yeah, this or is whole a, city, rather.
Yeah, we're still in that place where we're a much bigger city than we used to be, but there is still that, like, our team, our town, like, let's go out and support them.
Yeah.
Using old Clippers. Columbus Clippers used to have that.
Ring your bell.
Song. Yeah. So, very interesting stuff. I hope that they sort it out. And if it does mean we have to sit out there in November, December.
Fine.
Okay. I guess so.
They don't listen to us anyways, whether we want them to do it or not. It's either they want it to happen, and it is, or they don't want it to happen, and it won't.
That's right.
And it won't be because of you and me.
No. It definitely won't be. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Champions League on its last legs. Or not. We'll talk about the new Super League proposal coming up. Thanks for listening to Bone and Beam United.
It defies description. Now back to Bone and Beam United.
So sometimes on the podcast, plans change. You can always tweet us about those plans. Maybe if you don't like that we've changed, not recording or something, you can tweet us at Bone Beam United. Might get some feedback on this next story because we were going to talk Superliga, but when we took our break, Beam checked his email.
Well, so we segment the shows.
Yes.
And so I save, because there's been a couple of times where I haven't saved these, and then we lose 20 to 30 minutes of podcast
content. That's bad.
And so I make a habit of just saving it, and it takes like a minute, you know, to save the full 30-minute file. And so I saw that I had 5 emails. I'm like, all right, let me check my email inbox, see what's going on. And I said, well, it looks like we're going to have to change what we're talking about here. We'll get to the Unify League. Is what it's being called.
Yeah, Unify.
In just a second, but I did. I got a fascinating email from the Columbus crew.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah, time stamped at 9:04 a.m. Brandon, your 2024 Leagues Cup champion, Columbus crew, will be taking on the reigning 2024 Supporter Shield winners, Inter-Miami CF, in an MLS regular season matchup in Cleveland, Ohio, at Huntington Bank Field, Saturday, April 19th at 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
There you go. We've been talking about that for a while.
Okay. Obviously, this is going to cause a lot of people to have a lot of feelings. I don't blame anybody for feeling the way they feel about this. I have had some inside info. And I mean, I don't think you had to be talking to anyone over at the crew to know this. It seemed fairly obvious that this was going to probably happen.
And I think
they sent out that email last year saying your season tickets may include a game that's not in Columbus.
Talking about it a couple of months ago or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we brought this up.
Well, hypothetically, would you take a Cucho contract if that meant game against Miami and Cleveland?
Yeah. I mean, this is no one has to be happy about this. I'm not happy about it. All right. I'm not trying to spin anything anyway. I know that the crew internally, and you can blame the Haslams for this, you can blame whoever you want. I know that my understanding is that they are of the opinion that financially this allows them to do more with the roster if they take this one game from this stadium and put it up there, because they know they can sell tickets. Now, my advice, should the crew ask, and they haven't, but should the Columbus crew ask for my advice, here would be my advice. And I noticed they have a little thing that some of this stuff they are doing, so I think it's a good step. The advice I would have given them if I was asked is the following. One, you should only be selling these tickets at least the first, there should be like a month-long sale for these tickets that goes to only zip codes that are in Northeast Ohio or Columbus. Right?
How about crew season ticket holders and Brown season ticket holders?
That's a great option too. I hope that they do something. I actually think it would be great if they did something that said, let's bring the Dog Pound and the Nordeca together.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
Dog Deca.
Yeah. Like, but get everybody who's a Dog Pound season ticket holder and be like, after the crew fans are taken care of, then say, hey, you guys are next. Would you like tickets to go to this? We would ask you to root for the, you can wear your Browns stuff. You can wear, if you don't feel comfortable wearing black and gold, you're a Browns fan, but this might, you know, get them to experience the crew. It's just like we were talking about. How do you get new fans to experience your team? And it's like, hey, we're all doing this to root against Messi. And then meanwhile, you get to watch Lionel Messi. That's like kind of a cool thing. If he plays, which it will be hilarious if he doesn't. But here is what the crew are trying to put out there to help you get on board with this. And I'm just trying to look at this objectively, because I think everyone should know my feelings by this point. I think, Beam, you have similar feelings. Bottom line is, you lose the advantage of being in your home stadium. You don't reward your home fans when you make them drive up to Cleveland to watch their home team play a game.
Correct.
And again, at least the fans got to see a game against Lionel Messi, right? Here, that happened. He played. That was a thing you could do if you wanted to. But now this season, they're going to go out and they're going to make bank off of this. I don't know what they make off of it. The estimates around the world of soccer for stadiums of this size, when they do a Lionel Messi game, like I feel like Chicago, it was out there for the Chicago game, for Charlotte. These teams stand to make somewhere between, like, depending on the size of the stadium, between $7 and $10 million is what they stand to, in addition to what they normally make from a game revenue, just by selling all these extra tickets. So in the world of the NFL, that's nothing. In the world of Major League Soccer, $7 to $10 million is like your star player, possibly. So that is a significant amount, and I do understand the business side of it. I also understand that the Haslams are worth $5 billion. So just pump in your own $8 million and keep the game here is what I say. They're not doing that. But here's what they say they're doing for crew season ticket members. Tickets, here's what you get.
Okay.
If you're a crew season ticket holder, you get tickets to this match.
First class flights up to Cleveland?
No, you don't get that. You do get tickets to the match are included in your season ticket package, obviously. Your seats will be in an equal or better location to your seats in lower.com field.
Okay.
Impossible, because lower.com field is just a superior stadium.
Well, it's also built for soccer.
Right. But I understand they're saying, like, if you are seated in the first few rows at lower.com field, you will be seated in the first few rows for this game.
So it sounds like they're going to take care of season ticket hold. Like, you will have a good seat.
You also get complimentary parking and food and beverage vouchers. Now, I don't know how many. I don't know if it's like, here's $5 towards your food. Or if it's going to be like, here's $50. I don't know. I have no idea what that means. But if it theoretically could be better than what you would normally get. You also get exclusive post-match on-field experience at Huntington Bank Field. So does that mean you get to be on the field with Lionel Messi? Probably not.
Probably not.
But you get to be on the field. You get to probably walk down on the field after the game's over. And you know what? If you rip up a piece of grass and say, Lionel Messi sweated here. His flop sweat was here.
Darlington Nagby sweat was here.
That's what I would care about. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just thinking of how people might think. And then finally, an exclusive pre-sale window to relocate, upgrade, or add additional discounted tickets. So I do think now that has the potential to be both good and bad, right? Because I could see, as a crew fan, especially being a spiteful crew fan, I could see being like, sweet, I can buy these extra tickets at whatever the rate is. Cool. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to resell them and pay for some of my season tickets, right? Like, but
of course,
I don't know. Maybe they won't let you do that. Look, it sucks. It sucks that this is where Major League Soccer is, right? That you have to do this. But Beam, I've talked a lot. What are your thoughts here?
I think that I hate it. You know, I don't like taking your stadium is so good. I mean, I've told this story before. The first time I walked in there, and every subsequent time that I've walked into the new place, I am blown away by it. Like, it really is a terrific stadium. It's one of the best home field advantages across the league. I understand why you're doing it. Doesn't mean that I like it. But if it means that this one game, now this is my mind, and it all this is all, we're going to see what happens in the next few weeks to a month with what happens. If this game means that you can sign a contract extension for Cucho, like, if this is how they're looking at it, like, oh, that's $7 to $10 million, that's going straight to Cucho to get him a contract extension to make him happy.
Right.
If one game means driving to Cleveland to go and watch this team, or if you're not going, it's just going to look a little bit different on TV. If that means that Cucho is going to stay here, I'm cool with it.
It's one of those things. This is why, like, I understand the principle being wrong, right? The principle is wrong. The idea that you move a home game because you want to go make money,
especially
I get that.
With the team, but you know it's tricky. But the team's history with Save the Crew and Columbus Proud, and we're keeping our team here.
Yeah,
and you have owners that come in and they own the Browns. And could this be potentially? Could they do it more if they make more money on it and bigger games? Like, it has to be a one game thing,
right?
I'm cool with it if it's a one game thing and you sign Cucho to an extension. If you don't get that, and it's like they're starting to flirt with like, hey, that Inter-Miami game was so good. In the playoffs, we're going to, you know what I mean?
I can,
I wouldn't be okay with that.
Here's what I can tell you. I do believe the people over in at the crew, and I don't know this for sure, I believe they've gotten the message that you cannot ever take an MLS Cup game, a playoff game. I get why you're saying that.
Mm-hmm.
My thinking is that is not on the table. My understanding is that would never be on the table because they look at this game, from what I understand, as we already know there are just a billion people trying to get these tickets to see Messi. So let's go ahead and just do that. Let's sell those tickets. Let's make that money. And then we go from there, you know, and then that's what we do. And I don't think they look at a playoff game the same way because they, I will say this about the Haslams. I think they have a lot of shortcomings. I don't think they are. I personally am not, I'm not fans of them personally. Not fans of most billionaires, quite honestly. But they do seem to get the idea that like, oh, we could win a championship. Well, what do we need to do? They, and I don't think they would view putting a playoff or championship game up in Cleveland as a like way to win. I think they view that as, that would actually probably cost us our home field advantage. That probably wouldn't be as good for us. And also, I mean, MLS playoff games are great, but unless like Lionel Messi's in it, we're probably not filling up a 65,000 seat football stadium. Like it's probably not happening. So yeah, I don't think that's a concern you would have to worry about. I would hope. I think this is going to be something they will probably, you will probably see every team in MLS do this year.
Yeah.
Now, I do think the timing of this is odd because,
well, the schedule's not even out.
Well, so I went to look for the MLS schedule the other day because I was like, you know, it's December. I know they just had MLS Cup a few weeks ago, but, you know, we want
to start planning. We want to go to Vancouver.
All the teams that didn't win MLS Cup are all like, when's next year start? Like, we're already ready for next year.
We're doing our scouting mission to buy the Whitecaps.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Whitecaps are for sale. $450 million.
Yep.
We'll get Venmo. We'll put a Venmo out and you can just send us your money so we can buy it.
Yeah. As a team, we're going to do it.
As a team. You'll all be a part of it. We're just all going to pull our money.
Welcome to Wrexham Part 2. Welcome
yes,
to Couve.
That's right. Welcome to Couve. Like it. Oh, I've changed the name to the Whale Watchers, by the way.
Yeah.
Vancouver Whales.
Nordiques.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Nordiques.
They're not using that anymore.
No. That's also another part of Canada, but who cares?
Doesn't matter.
The part I was going to say with the crew, like, we got this notification about Messi, but don't have the actual schedule.
Yeah.
That's apparently coming out
tomorrow.
Soccer Podcast Day this week is Wednesday. Yeah. By the time you're hearing this, that schedule may be out. We don't actually know when the crew home opener is, but we know when they're playing Miami and we know where they're playing them.
And you can buy your tickets today.
Well, I don't. Yeah, either that or they're going on sale soon. Yeah, but I get it. They're trying to get ahead of this because they know it's going to be bad. I don't blame the crew for putting it out there first to say, hey, here it is. Let's get this out of the way. And then tomorrow the actual schedule comes out and then you can focus on all the other stuff. But yeah, I mean, the crew's tweet that they sent out, this is 10 minutes ago. It said, focused on creating a one-of-a-kind experience for our fans. And then that was the graphic that I read you that said, you know, here's all this stuff.
Okay.
So,
Are you going?
You know what? I would consider it. Like, we like taking little weekend trips. And if the ticket prices are going to be cheaper than they were here, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would like to say I saw Lionel Messi play a soccer game.
Yeah.
That to me will be the same as someday saying you saw Babe Ruth or Pele or Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky playing. Yeah, I mean, he's in that category. So, yeah, I would at this point now I will go see it because it's like I don't have to. It's not like I have to pay $1,000 a ticket to get in.
You don't know that.
I better not have to. I'm not paying $1,000. I will pay I might pay $100 a ticket to go up there. I mean, they got 60,000 seats. What are we talking about?
Me, Jimmy and D has them in the owner's box.
Yeah, right. That'll happen as soon as those pigs start sprouting wings and flying over the stadium.
Think Don's going to be there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's thrilled to. I don't know. I was going to say no, but then who knows with him? He might, because this is what he. It seems like Don Garber just looks at a 20,000 seat stadium and is like, ugh. What I really want to do is.
Oh, God, it's so close to downtown.
Yeah,
too.
What I really want to do is I want to go have a soccer in a stadium where it's made for football. It doesn't look anything like a soccer stadium. That's what I want to go to. Who knows, man? Also, good job by the Haslams. They're like, yeah, come up to Cleveland to watch our team play in our stadium that we actually are trying to leave as quickly as possible. We hate this stadium.
It is grass.
It sucks.
Correct?
It is grass. Okay, yes, good. It's real grass. Nice. So that at least you won't have to worry about. I don't know how good the turf will be. I mean, they'll do their best to make it good. You won't have a football season ruining it. So
yeah, they'll have plenty of time.
The grass should be fine. I'm just looking at this graphic because it says, so it has benefits for crew season ticket holders, and then it has, and that's what I read you.
Mm-hmm.
It also has benefits for Columbus Crew fans for the crew in Cleveland. It says, be a part of the first MLS match in Northeast Ohio. That just alone is first meaning only? Yeah,
right.
Only would be good. I don't want first of many. Yeah. No. Celebrate the beautiful game with up to 68,000 soccer fans. Is that a benefit for me as a crew fan?
You're listing things that are going to happen,
yeah.
Facts.
Now, this is, a benefit. Dog Pound Drive will host a black and gold pre-match party.
All right.
That could be fun. Experience crew and Browns pre-match traditions. And it does say here, crew supporters will take over the iconic Dog Pound. So, all right. So, again, if they're going to put the crew, the Nordeca in the Dog Pound, I do think that is something they should do.
Yeah.
But, again, we are trying to turn this round upside down. You know, I guess a little bit. I'm looking at it going, it's happening. My brain, instead of wallowing in it shouldn't be happening, my brain usually goes to, all right, it is happening, so what do we do about it? Mm-hmm. And then I guess this is where I'm at. So
yeah, we've also had a couple of months that we knew this
was going to
happen.
We've kind of seen the right. I think that's why they put that in the season ticket email. I think they knew. I will say the ad they're doing for this, I mean, it's the video that they put together is like the league's two best teams squaring off, and it's like Messi, Cucho, and then both teams hoisting trophies. And like, I mean, their promotion of this looks awesome. It's a very, like, it's the way they should promote this game. It just sucks that it's like, and we're doing this to go leave Columbus.
It's a regular season game in April.
Yeah, right. It's a game also that, I mean, look, the more they can sell these tickets ahead of time, for all we know, Messi could, like, the first week of the season, tweak a knee.
Cucho could not be here.
Cucho might not even be here. Well, but you know what, though? Again, there have been more cynical things in sports, but the fact that report came out about Monterrey, mm-hmm. that it's like, yeah, this ain't even a thing. And then you find out they are doing this deal, which we know is going to net them some millions of dollars to help keep him here. And they literally start the video off with like Messi, Cucho, and like all the stuff is
Cucho should have been
two.
First.
It's those. Well, I think, or maybe he was. It may have been Cucho, Messi, whatever. It's like those two guys are the centerpieces of this promotion. If neither of them play in it, that will be like karmic energy that I am here for. I mean, I want Cucho to play in it. I just want to. I don't want him to be.
Our boss is going to ask us to do a live show up there. He's going to love this.
Yeah.
I know that.
You know we're probably that. We're probably going to, well, it depends on if we're the home of the crew.
That's true.
Last year, if you didn't notice that,
we were not.
The radio station did not have the crew on. And, you know, the reasons for that are varied, but most of it has to do with we already have the Buckeyes, men's basketball, football.
Everything.
We have hockey. We have women's basketball. We have baseball. All these sports that we do air on our other stations, not just on the FM. Plus, we're the home of the Jackets. Plus, we're the home of the Browns. Plus, we're the home, like, all these other things. And so, when the crew have a game, we're the home. If we were the home of the crew, sometimes these games got put on different places.
As many of you know, if you were attempting to listen.
But I don't blame the crew at all for saying, we want to be on one station. Okay, great. So, they went with a different station in town that could provide them that. That's awesome. Good for them. We have no ill will towards them or anything, but if you've ever wondered why that happened, that's why. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we, as the home of all these other things, couldn't, they actually, the crew were, if I remember correctly, on the hierarchy, they were above the Browns. Like, we did have them above that, but we've had contracts with the Ohio State and the Blue Jackets longer than we've had them with the crew, so you have to give them first priority. Not because anybody likes one of those more than the other, it's just that's the hierarchy of how this has worked in terms of we've had a continuing contract with those teams.
The radio station just hates us. Hates you and me. That's
why. No, but you know what? Even if they are, it may be something that we go up there anyway. You're right. They could have us up there. Here's what I can tell you. Sales will absolutely want to put us up there.
1,000%.
They will get this.
Yeah.
This is the thing. They will get it and go, oh,
football!
Awesome. Yeah, they're like, the crew are playing in a real stadium now. Yeah. It's like, that's what we'll be told. And we'll be just like, all right, whatever. So just know, if you see us up there, come up to us and be like, blink twice if you're okay. Because, I mean, we'll be there. We may be there, you know, in spirit.
I would like to do more shows that are 5 minutes away from my house.
No kidding. Right. I don't mind doing it when it's like, oh, just go out to the crew game.
Go to the crew game.
Yeah,
do
go
what
right
you're
there.
You're going to do anyways.
Yeah, it does feel like that's the type of thing they would ask us to do. Where it's like, well, then I here's what, let's work this out together. We require, do people know about what Paul Keels got when he, Big Daddy Paul Keels did?
I don't know this.
Big Daddy Paul Keels did a Buckeye game last year. I want to say it was a Penn State game.
Okay.
And this was when, sadly, now Jim Donovan, who has sadly passed away, but the voice of the Browns, he was going through some health issues that ultimately, obviously, that's why he's no longer with us. Sadly, we think of his family and all that. But Paul was tasked with calling a Browns game last year. And it was Saturday of, I want to say, Penn State or some game like that, a big game.
Home game.
Maybe not. I think it was a road game.
Well, we played Penn State at home.
Okay, so it wasn't Penn State. I remember he was traveling back from wherever they played, maybe Maryland or I don't know who.
Maryland sounds almost right.
Traveled back, got in that night, and then, like, they had a car, something, waiting for him when he got back from the airport. and it took him directly up to Cleveland. Because for some, I don't know why he couldn't just fly to Cleveland. I think he had to like.
Well, a team flight back would have dropped him in Columbus.
Well, yeah, of course. That's right. Yeah, because he flies with the team. So anyway, like, yeah. So when Paul did the Browns game, it was like a quick turnaround. So they had a car so he could just like rest in the car and recuperate and then get up there and get ready for the Browns game. So that's what we need.
How dare you liken us to Paul Keels?
I would.
That guy deserves everything.
He deserves it all.
In life.
He deserves it all.
We deserve nothing.
But no, you know what? I'm just saying, I don't need it to be like a limo, but if you get me like someone driving an SUV, like Bodie could drive us in like a RAV4, something. Come on.
Bodie, just drive us up to the
game. I'm not asking for like a guy who's like, this is his job is to do that. But like, if they said, hey, Bodie's going to drive you up in a RAV4, I'd be like, all right, well then cool. We'll take that.
I want the president and CEO of Tegna to drive us.
Well, I'd like to talk to those guys. Yeah. I got some questions.
Let's do that.
So, all right. We'll find out if that happens. Sorry this kind of derailed what we were going to talk about.
By the way, there's a new league. It's called the Unify League. It's basically Super League 2.0. It's very dumb, and it's very confusing.
They want to put 96 teams in it.
Majority are men's teams. I think 64 are men's teams and 32 are women's teams.
Yeah, but these would be like, you're pretty much locked in, and this would be a tournament that is, again, involving England and Spain and France and Germany and whatever. The top teams from all the leagues wanted to do this with the Super League. It obviously, to me, it just flies in the face of what Champions League is. This is the one point I was going to make about it. When we have seen, like, the college football playoffs, those have changed recently. We went from the BCS era to 4-team playoff to now a 12-team playoff this season. When they started that, the reasoning behind it was, well, we don't have a real way to settle a champion. It's voting. It's computer polls. This is stupid. Let's have it settled on the field between 1 and 2. And it's like, good idea. That is necessary. We need that. Mm-hmm. Then you got to 4 teams because it's like, well, 1 and 2, sometimes the best team was the 3rd team and it got left out because the computer rankings said right. No. So they said, all right, expand to 4. And then they realized how much money they made when they've had 4 playoff teams playing and 3 playoff games. And they're like, you know, what if we had 12 teams? And now I think they is reached the point where it's just, we're trying to get as much cash as possible. We have 4 weeks of football now, extra. It's a whole thing. But initially the idea was we need to settle this in a way that makes sense so we can figure out who the champion is. That's good. That is not necessary in Europe. We have a very robust competition that everyone agrees settles the champion perfectly for all the European best teams.
It didn't need expansion either. It just
no,
didn't need
it doesn't. It's the same. NCAA, like 64 teams is good. Sir, 68 teams technically with the play-in games. Like that tournament's fine. There's already talk of wanting to expand that again. And it's like, why? This system works. Everyone likes this system. It's fun. It's engaging. And there's enough games you can make all the money. Yeah. Like, it's not even, oh, we just don't get enough games. You do. All this is that Chelsea or, you know, whoever doesn't feel like they may always be locked into their Champions League every year. Yeah. So they want an assurance that they will be. And that's BS.
It is BS. It's the same comment that I had from when the Super League was a thing. It's dumb. Yeah. It's greedy and it's dumb. Be better on the field. It's like with United, right? I'd love for United to be in the Champions League every year and making quarterfinals and semifinals. Yeah, absolutely. Right? I'm a fan. When they don't, I'm not worried about it because they're bad.
They didn't deserve to get
there. They're bad. They don't deserve it.
And if anything, you're mad at your team. You're not mad at the structure.
Yeah, why would I be mad at the league? The structure is great. I'm mad at UEFA for expanding the Champions League. Now I'm disinterested in what I'm watching usually.
Yeah, right. Like, where they've added
as
all
the last year. I was watching the 6 games in the group stage and knowing, okay, well, you know, this group's not that good. Two teams are already through with 2 match days to be played. Okay, whatever. I don't need to watch games in that. But this group, all 4 teams are still alive. You know, like this year, I'm like, I don't know.
By the way, if you're wondering the Champions League standings as of right now, because the top 8 are the ones that go through.
Automatically.
Automatically to the next round. And then the rest, 9 through 24. Is that right?
I think
through the playoff thing. Liverpool, Barcelona, Arsenal, Leverkusen, Aston Villa.
Mm.
Hell yeah. Inter, Brest is best. And then LOSC, which I am.
Lyle.
That's Lyle, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So our guy's Lyle. That's your top 8 right now.
So we've got.
Like, as of right now, Dortmund, Bayern, Atletico Madrid, Milan, Juventus.
Three of the top eight are on our list. Are on our team's list.
Right. But I'm saying, like, these are some big names. Man City is currently, like, Man City's not only going to have to play their way in, they're not far out from being just knocked out before it even gets going, which is hilarious. They are sitting on through
8 points in six games.
Man.
Real Madrid are in 20th.
Yeah, and the line, yeah, they are. That's right. Real Madrid is on 9 points.
PSG's out of it.
Yeah, PSG is currently on 7. So again, these teams may get it together. I don't even know who they're playing, but like, I would like to tell you who they're about to play or anything, but the way I have to go look all that up is just annoying and I don't like it. So I'm not going
Let's see who City play next. So next match day in the Champions League is the third week of January. Oh, and look at that. Man City are at PSG. So that one's going to solve itself.
That's going to have a lot of implications for those two teams. Absolutely right.
That is going to solve itself. And Brest are hosting Real Madrid.
Ooh. All right.
On the last match day.
I mean, there will be a graphic somewhere that will say Real Brest.
Yes.
And no
and
one
Micah
will
Micah Richards will not be able to contain
No one
himself.
Will make a joke. No one. Everyone will be very cool about that. We will all be very tasteful.
Yeah,
cool.
Big one for your guys this weekend after the loss against Forest. Villa hosting City.
Yeah. Got to turn it back. Again, losing to Nottingham Forest. Not good.
Top four Nottingham Forest this year.
No, but you know what? You're supposed to be top four. Like, Villa wants themselves
All
to
right,
be there. Come on, let's go. We got standards around here now.
You guys are worried about Champions League. You're not worrying about the Premier League anymore.
Not yet. Going to kick it into gear.
That's right.
We got time. No, but you're right. They want to make a big run in Europe, and I don't blame them for prioritizing that. But you know what would be awesome is kicking in Manchester City's teeth. Let's go.
Like United did this past weekend.
That's right. I love it. Your guys got a 2-1 victory.
Yep.
And tell people how you watched this game, because
so
you didn't.
We were this past week, it's Christmas time, so we're all over the place. We were down in Dayton this weekend. We were doing like Santa brunch, which was cool. Willie was good with the big man. Santa made 2 trips to Ohio so far, like in our time schedule. So we saw him at the little gym like earlier in the week that we go to, and he runs around and just flops on mats and dances and stuff, which is always a fun evening. So Santa was there, and he was a little like tepid with him. Didn't love him. Mrs. Claus was there looking lovely with Santa. So he was kind of weirded out by that. But then on Sunday, like he was cool. Like he was cool with Santa. He was sitting on Santa's lap. His cousins were running around. He was smiling. He was like hugging Santa. So it was good. He did a good job. So that was at like 11 o'clock. Game started at 11:30.
Right.
We get back. We get done at noon. We grab our stuff. I mean, we're in the car at probably, I don't know, 12:15, 12:30, coming back home up here to Columbus. And like we're halfway through the drive. I'm driving, so we're just listening to music. And Mary goes, "How'd the Derby end up?" And I said, "That's a good question. I don't know. I'm driving. Like I
can't look it up.
I don't know. I'm like when I last looked, it was 1-0 City. Like before we left, I don't know what's going on with it."
And I'm sure in your head you're even like, "Well, of course.
Yeah, they're going to be the slump buster.
They're somehow going to get this done." Right?
Yeah. So City was up 1-0. I'm like, you know what? I mean, I have XM radio, so I turned it on. I think 157 is like ESPN.
FC.
Yeah. So I was like, certainly they're going to be playing the game on that. Turned it on and it's like the 80th minute and listening to it. And they're like, yeah, it's been United deserve better in this game. City have really not been doing anything, but United doesn't really have City on their heels. And then it was calling the Ahmad penalty. Like he's dancing around, gets fouled. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a penalty. This is amazing. You know, I'm like, it's great. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
And then I always play the game with Meredith, like when there's a penalty kick or a field goal, if we're watching an NFL or a college game, make or miss.
Yeah, yeah.
We always do the make or miss game. And she goes, oh, make Bruno. He's the best player on the team. I'm like, yeah, he probably is the best player on the team. He makes it, going nuts. I'm like, that's a draw. That's a draw. We'll take the draw. We'll take a point on the road. And then like 2 minutes later, it was Ahmad again, your guy. Your Sunderland guy.
Yeah, he's been doing good things for
you now. A beautiful ball by Lisandro Martinez. Touch right over the keeper. Slots it in bottom corner. I'm like swerving the car on the road, too. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to win. They're going to win. There's 4 minutes of stoppage time. I'm like, okay, even a point would be good. Even if they give up goal, I'm like, point is almost a sure thing. And I just laughing for like the last 20 minutes of our drive. I'm like, I can't believe that they did that. And then I obviously went home and watched the final.
On the road, right?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, on the road. It's there in Manchester.
Yeah,
you know
but it was on the
road. It was at the Etihad.
Yeah. No, they're bad. City's bad.
I know they're bad, dude. Yeah, like it's a problem. And you know what?
We're bad.
You know what? I watched them this year when they came in, them and Chelsea playing at the Shoe, and I thought they don't have it. I didn't think that at all. They scored like 8 million goals. They look awesome. Like when they played here, I thought, "Oh, that's what I should have known. They looked unstoppable."
Yeah.
Against Chelsea, and I should have been like, "This is preseason. This
don't
is
do that.
It's Oppo Taco time." Yeah. You don't look read bad. Anything into that. Yeah.
Since October 26th, they had a 1-0 victory against Southampton. In the subsequent games in the EFL Cup, which doesn't really matter, but still, we're just going to list all their results. 2-1 loss on the road at Spurs. Saturday, November 2nd in the league, 2-1 loss on the road at Bournemouth. Shout out to Bez. Tuesday, November 8th in the Champions League. Went to Portugal, got their teeth knocked in by Ruben Amorim and Sporting. 4-1. Saturday, November 9th, 2-1 loss in the league against Brighton. Saturday, November 23rd, their second loss to Tottenham in a few weeks. 4-0, got hammered at home. Yeah. By Spurs.
Yeah.
Tuesday, November 26th, 3-3 tie in the Champions League. Sunday, December 1st, went to Anfield, got smoked 2-0. December 4th, midweek, finally back to winning ways, 3-0 against Nottingham Forest. Saturday, December 7th, draw at Crystal Palace. Wednesday, December 11th, lost to Juventus in the Champions League. Great combo.
Oh, yeah.
There by the Americans.
Yes,
Tim
that's
Weah
right.
And Weston McKennie.
Nice little goal that they had together. That's
and
right.
And then this past weekend, lost to United at home. They have one win in their last 10 games.
And when did Rodri go down? Wasn't it sometime around that or maybe a little before?
I think it was
in September, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it
was before.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like they've never really figured that out. And they've had other injuries too, but like that's you have a guy of that caliber, man. It just shows you how. Oh yeah, it is too bad.
Too bad.
It's too bad. I'm just pointing out how.
Welcome
good.
To the dark ages, pals.
Dude, do you think Rodri sits at home and sees this and is like, man, that sucks for the team? I am really freaking good.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
he knows he's won a Ballon d'Or. Like I think he knows he's good. I'm just saying, like there's probably a little bit of mixed emotion there where it's like, boy, it sucks for my buddies. Bet they miss me.
Ruben Amorim, first
I was gonna say
manager to win the Manchester Derby in his debut since Fergie.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say Ruben Amorim 2-0 this season with like when you beat a club with two different teams,
yeah,
that's doing something, right?
6-2 goal differential against City this year for him.
They could be 0-3 in the Ruben Amorim Derby. Is that have they already played the other two? The other two. Have they already played the other game?
No. They haven't played him at home this year. Yeah, so we get one coming up later.
Yeah, I'm saying
season.
He could go 3-0 against Manchester City.
Yeah.
Who's that done
is
that?
April 5th.
Who's done that in
and
a season?
And then the next weekend, you get to go watch the Crew in Cleveland. What's better than that?
I think it'd be great when we're sitting there in Cleveland just like, well, you know, it's crazy how Manchester City, I guess Rodri healed super fast and started playing in February.
They
and,
won the
they've
league.
Been, they won. They're, you know what? They got a 10-point lead now.
Shout out to Chelsea, too. Chelsea, very good this year.
Yeah.
And shout out to.
You know why?
Arsenal for not scoring goals in open play, but scoring every goal on a set piece.
Hey, as long as you're scoring them. I do feel like Chelsea is probably being aided by the fact that they have like a guy who's roiding up out there. That's in Modric. Modric. Yes.
He wasn't very good to begin with. So
no, but he's been out for like a month, right? Yeah. And then he's like, I'm as shocked as anyone. What?
Are you?
Which, again, I bet some... There are people who get popped for PEDs who are actually shocked by the test results.
Yes, any cyclist competing in the Tour de France that says, I'm shocked by this. I ate a piece of tainted meat.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. They gave all the supplements they gave you.
My
they gave
grandpa
you one.
And me live in the same house and we got our medicines mixed up.
No, you didn't. No. Here, like, no. You could say, I'm disappointed that I got caught. Or you could say, like, I personally didn't know I ingested this.
I'm sorry.
But when they're coming to you and giving you all the, they're like, drink this, eat this, like, you have to be like, ah, yeah, they must have given me something. They must have given me some PEDs that I, you know, that help. And I didn't know it. You could say that, but I don't know what this guy's deal is. I'm just saying, there's probably someone who's been genuinely shocked by a PED test. But most people, I feel like, are just like, ah, dang it, they found out. That's
shucks.
Too bad. Yeah, so... All right, anything else you want to get into before we close this one up?
Nope, Manchester's red. We're good.
All right, perfect. See you all in Cleveland. And I'm going to go buy $10 tickets to see Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Probably not.
$1,000 a pop.
Probably not going to happen. All right. Till next time, enjoy. And hopefully we'll know what we'll find out next time we talk. It'll be the new year. So happy new year. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks to everybody. Thanks everybody for listening this year. It's been a real pleasure.
Yes. Thanks indeed for all that. And we will see you in the new year with a new crew schedule and preseason ramping up. So we'll talk to you then. Have a great holiday season. Take care.